The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're on social media, you might well have seen at this stage the image of a loyalist bonfire in County Tyrone adorned, atopped with a life-size model of a boat full of migrants waiting to be torched on the 12th of July. Matthew O'Toole is an MLA for the SDLP for South Belfast. Matthew, it's pretty grotesque, isn't it?
It's unbelievably horrible, Kieran. I think it is frankly disgusting that that kind of imagery has found its way to the top of a bonfire. Sadly, that particular bonfire has a track record of gratuitous provocation and, frankly, hate. It doesn't actually represent all of the communities who are going to enjoy bonfires in the next few days. Many of those loyalist working class communities will enjoy bonfires in a way that is, you know, sort of safe. It might not be for you or I, but they're doing it in a way that matters to them. This kind of awful, gratuitous provocation is really totally unacceptable. And frankly, we see it every single year.
Yeah, I mean, for people who haven't seen it, they've gone to great lengths to make sure it's as accurate as possible. They've got dark skin, they've got beards, they've got all the cliches you'd imagine. For what it's worth, J.B. Bryson, the prominent loyalist activist, describes it as a display of artistic protest. Is it?
No. I mean, J.B. Bryson is a provocateur and an attention seeker in his own right. His main desire and motivation is to stoke tension and to get attention for himself. Frankly, this is hate speech. There's nothing artistic or cultural about going out and probably, I don't know, I mean, it seems grotesque and absurd to say it, but procuring mannequins from a wholesaler with dark skin in order to create this grotesque racist imagery. I think why this matters is that at this time of year, obviously traditionally here in the north, there are bonfires, there are marches, there are expressions which occasionally provoke division. There's a lot of hard work that goes on to ensure people can enjoy themselves in a way that doesn't offend or create division. This is exactly calculated to create division and offence. That's why it's so, frankly unacceptable, because it's literally designed to provoke a reaction. I mean, it's not the only unacceptable thing that's happening, unfortunately, in recent days in the North, Kieran. There's been another bonfire in my own constituency that I've been dealing with, which is, I hope no action is going to be taken on it, but it's next to, believe it or not, a site of loose asbestos and an electricity substation. There are very real concerns about public health. We've been trying to deal with that. These are incidents that are not representative genuinely of all people who want to enjoy the 12th, people from loyalist and unionist communities who want to have a good time. But it is dragging society here in the north to a direction that we really, really don't want to go in.
You use the word attention seeker to describe Jamie Bryson there, and I know this might seem a silly question given I've asked you to come on national radio and talk about this. One wonders whether we should just ignore these lads every year.
Well, there's definitely something to that, to be honest, Kieran. I think at a certain point, you do have to say this is pure attention seeking. But in this particular instance, this is a very calculated attempt to create offence. And I don't think it's unreasonable for public representatives in the north and in the south, too, to say this doesn't represent our society, doesn't represent the kind of society we want to live in, and to call it out. I think you do have to call out unacceptable, vile, racist content, even if it does, unfortunately, create the consequence of giving attention to people who are seeking attention.
Matthew O'Toole, who is an MLA for the SDLP in South Belfast. Matthew, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.